Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your opening bell for April 16th, 2025. So mortgage rates went down yesterday. Look at the 15-year, went down over 0.8%. So you trying to time this market? Well, I'm going to have a live video today to help you guys navigate this environment, when to lock, how to prepare yourself. So check out that. It'll be 3 o'clock Central Time. But what we're going to talk about today is what's going on with these things and the whys. So let's get over to the news that we have so far out right through here. Here's where we focus. Usually we talk about the equity markets and then we talk of bonds and real estate. The equity markets right now across the board are in the red. I'm not that concerned about this because why? A lot of earnings are coming out. And then we also have China coming to the table, hopefully soon, to negotiate some tariffs. We had Japan, I think, coming in yesterday or today. A lot of nations are starting to flood in. So we're going to see how these tariffs work out. Secretary Bessent came in yesterday and he said, within 90 days, we should have good resolutions on what the heck's going to go on with tariffs. So stay tuned daily to figure out all this stuff. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have for today and see what's in the news. We go through here and we have retail sales came in and they came in. Let's do this. Let's go to Rick Santelli. Let him take it away. This is his job. Let him give us the numbers or the breaking news on retail sales and how the markets are going to react to that. So Rick, take it away for me, buddy.
Rick Santelli standing by at the CME in Chicago. Rick, about time for these numbers. I'm going to hit you right at 8:30.
Yes, these in industrial production, you know, auto tariffs were announced on March 26th. This is March data. We might start seeing some impact.
Okay, so here's what we're going to talk about. Here's what we focus in on. If you're new to the channel, I'm going to explain it to you. If you're old to the channel, well, you get it. So right through here, this is the fair value, future change, and here's what the implied opening is going to be on Wall Street. Okay, so this is, you add these numbers together equals this. So this is where we basically... you know, the fair value would be the changes and then the net change right through here. Watch these change as he goes through. And he's going to talk about these and bond yields and everything else. This is at 8:30 this morning. This would be live as he's talking about these things. Pretty interesting to watch how it moves just on the data.
Retail sales, the advance look for March, exactly as expected, up 1.4%. Still don't see revisions. And do keep in mind, we want to see X autos. 0.5, a little better than anticipated. And even though it is a fraction of 1.4, it is obviously a pretty good number when you consider that it's the best number of the year. We had up 0.6. That was in December. And last month in revisions coming in, last month was revised double plus from 0.3 to 0.7. And the reason I'm really concentrating on autos is autos is that big ticket purchase item that many may be looking to get ahead of potential tariffs on, maybe a bit reflecting these numbers. Now let's strip out gas in addition to autos, and it's still really strong, up 8 tenths. That would be the best number since SEP of last year when it was up 1.2, and that now equals our last look, another revision from 0.5% to up 8 tenths. And finally, the core number, the control number, input in other data like GDP comes in on the light side, up 0.4. We're expecting a bit more horsepower there, but in the rearview mirror, up 1%, zooms up to 1.3. 1.3 would equal where we were in September. You have to go all the way back to Jan of 23 to find a higher number. So very positive revisions, positive headline number, maybe a little autos kind of March 26, 25% tariff. Get ahead of that to some extent. We see treasury yields haven't moved much. The yield curve has implications. Short-dated treasury yields, most associated with the Fed, are down a handful right now at 380. You're only down 2 in a 10-year at 432. A couple of things real quick, guys. Bank of Canada at 945 today. You know, they had a really, really weak jobs number on the 4th of April, down a little over 30,000. So many aren't expecting anything, but that's the wild card, that weak labor, and also ECB, central bank tomorrow. We want to pay close attention. And today, $13 billion 20-year bonds at 1 o'clock Eastern. Joe, back to you.
We're going to see how that bond auction goes. I'll be back at the closing bell to let you guys know how that, because that is going to give us an indication of where yields are going to take us from here. So let's go over real quick the economic calendar that he went over on Wednesday. We just go over retail sales. The number previously was 0.7. It was actually revised up to 0.7. They expected it to come in at 0.4. It came in at 0.5. And then retail sales month over month right through here, that was the core retail sales. Look at this number. It went from 0.2 to 1.4. So here's what would have happened if this was a normal market, no tariffs, no, you know, here's what everybody thinks the consumer is front loading all this to buy before a lot of tariffs come back. So is this an indication of that? Or is this still an indication of the borrower is strong, they have the money, their wages are okay. And this is another indication where, you know, middle and upper class are doing, I won't say great, but they're doing pretty darn well. And if you're down in the lower echelon in income, you're struggling. And that's why we also try to teach you guys how to budget, how to review stocks. I do stock talk every once in a while, and I'm just trying to get back to it on a normal basis to help you understand or get out of debt. The next time we're going to talk budgeting, and it might sound completely boring to you, but budgeting is a huge piece of your life. So we'll talk about that at some point. So let's get over to the CME Fed Watch Group. In 21 days, the Fed's going to be meeting. What are they expected to do? Well, they're going to do nothing. Well, let's go down through here. Just amuse me on this one. You can find this at the CMEFedWatchGroup.com. This is basically going to tell us what the expectations are the Fed's going to do at the next meeting. So if you go through here, we'll click the probability. And if you look over my head, the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. So if you look over my head, there's an 81.9% probability the Federal Reserve is going to keep rates right there. Now, the next meeting in June, there's over a 60% chance the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates. We're going to monitor that. Even if they cut rates, don't bank on mortgage rates going down. We're going to watch the MBS market, and that's why you follow me on a daily basis. So the recap is mortgage rates are way down from where they were basically 2-3 days ago. So if you're trying to lock in now, watch my today's video or join me live at today at 3 o'clock. How do we explain if you're looking to refinance, how and when to lock in? If you're looking to buy, maybe we can get the jitters out of you a little bit, and we can look at rates, see where they are, where they've been, and where they're going. Because my short-term and long-term and midterm goals are this. My short-term, it's going to be volatile. If China comes in with a settlement, you're going to see the stock market rally. You're going to see bonds coming down. You're going to see a whole bunch of reactions. One of the big things that people are missing with this is these tariffs. They're going to go into effect. They're going to go into effect. That's going to bring a ton of revenue to the U.S. That's going to bring down our debt. A lot of people are missing that piece. So don't miss that part of it, because all these ramifications that are going on have a big effect with this and your housing affordability. So check out today's live event. But that's what we have so far right now. We have the mortgage. We have the equities continuing their reds. VIX is up a little bit, up to 31. That means the markets are a little skittish right now. But the good news is bonds are coming down. The MBSs are up 9 ticks right now. What that means is rates aren't going up. They're not going to go down much, but at least they're not going up in today's market. So that's it for today, folks. My name is Dan Frio. I do this video 2 times a day and inform you guys what the heck's going on with real estate, especially mortgage rates. Here's our website. If you want to reach out to me, where our slogan is one application, one credit pool, we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Here's how we do it. I work at a federal bank. That gives me a federal license all over the country. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're watching this, you should be using me. Now, what we also do is we help you navigate this environment. We also have 30 other lenders that we work with. So what other bank or lender are you going to call that gives you their products and 33 other lenders' products to offer? And it's probably hard to find. I think there's maybe about a handful of banks in the country that do this, and I'm one of them. How do you reach out to us and find out more? Go to theRateUpdate.com. Right over my head, right through there, the black button, you could put in the application right through there. If you want to schedule a consultation, you can hit that right here or jump in the front of the line. Just give us a call, 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at Dan. Here's my email, folks, Dan at therateupdate.com. If you have any questions, concerns, you just need some assistance, or you want to schedule an appointment with me, just shoot me an email. We do have some two videos down here that we're rotating throughout the months. One is Home Buying 101. Check it out. It's going to explain to you guys basically how to budget, how to look at your credit, and how to manage this transaction all the way to keys in your pocket. Or if you're a homeowner and you want me to track the rates for you, because they're all over the map, look at this, the 15-year is up or down an eighth. You want to capture that data? Well, just go down through here, hit the rate watch. What it's going to do is it's actually going to show you a video, what we do behind the scenes, and we don't sell the data. Basically, I'm going to use this data so when the rate hits exactly where you want it to be, so let's say you're at 7.5 and you're like, Dan, when it hits 6.5, I want to refinance. Well, just fill out the information right through here. When that rate hits exactly where you're looking for, I'll be getting you on the phone and we'll get the paperwork started. So thanks for watching, folks. Hope you learned something today. And please join us today at the live event to see when you lock in, if you're looking to refinance or buy. I'm going to help you navigate that environment. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day. See you here at 3:00. Let's figure out how to lock in your rate. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.